to be here with you to worship God together.
昨天晚上朱弟兄没有告诉我们说同工会要为小弟子祷告。
Sir Chu didn't tell me that last night the co-workers were praying for little David.
所以我也不知道他们为 David 祷告。
So I didn't know of that.
当然我们要来的时候也求神真正恩待他。
Of course, when we were coming, we were asking God to really be gracious to him.
平常啊在我们家里啊他有事情我没有事。
Normally at home, he's the one who has problems, not me.
可是昨天晚上我觉得有点怪怪。
But last night, I felt very funny.
可是他一点问题都没有。
But he didn't have any problems.
我们可以知道祷告的力量在哪里。
So you can see where the strength of prayer is.
所以我希望各位还没有认识神的人呢、啊、能够真正的能够体会到祷告的效力。
So really hope that those of you who haven't known God yet really experience the power of prayer.
好，今天早上我们来看几节圣经。
Let's read a few verses together.
在约翰福音第一章。
In John chapter 1.
我们大概要跳着念，我们只看几节。
We'll just read a few verses.
第一章，我们看第一节跟啊 ，OK， 我们从第一节念啊。
We'll read from chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was with God in the beginning.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made.
OK, 我们跳到第十四节。
And we'll skip to verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的，我们中文翻成独生子，其实在本来的希腊文的圣经就说，唯有在父怀里的那一种One of the unique, the unique one of that kind God. 就是说唯有在父怀里的那一位神，可是这个神呢、啊、就是那一种样子的神当中啊，那一种情况当中唯一的一个。
And verse 18 it says, No one has ever seen God, but the Chinese translation says, But God's only son. Actually what it means is, the God that is one of a kind God, the only kind of God.
这位神把他表明出来。
This God has revealed himself.
我们中了圣经啊，把它翻成道。那刚才朱弟兄念的念词说 word 就是话。
Chinese translated into God's word.
啊，这里啊，圣经告诉我们说，耶稣就是道，或者说耶稣就是 logos， 耶稣就是话。
Here it says God.
好，谢谢谢谢。
God is the Word. God Himself is the Logos, the Word.
那当然，我们当然稍微小一点，什么叫做道？什么叫做 Logos？
What does it mean this word Logos？
本来 Logos 这个字啊，就是希腊文就是叫 Logos， 我们中文把它翻成道。
The Greek word is Logos. Chinese translated into Word.
那英文把它翻成 Word 就是话。
And of course, the English translation is the word.
那到底什么叫做道，什么叫做话呢？
But what is word?
Well, 话，我们平常讲话，我们的话到底有什么作用？
What is the function of us saying things?
话，我们所说的话，就是能够把我们里面你看不到的我，把它表现出来，对不对？
Speaking expresses the inside of us that cannot be seen.
可是更重要的就是在当时的犹太人的观念里面呢，这个话一个人所说出来的话跟他本身呢、啊、差不多等于他自己。
From the Jewish point of view, a person's speech, his manner of talking is himself.
所以当犹太人比如说有两个人在那里吵架的时候啊，
So when the two Jews get into a fight,
那比如说我生气了，我要骂他一顿。
Suppose I'm angry, I want to yell at him.
那我讲话骂他的时候，那个对方那个人有时候就躲开。
And when one party starts saying something, the other party would try to get out of the way.
原因是什么呢？原因是犹太人观念里面，这个、话就代表我自己本身，我这个人的一部分呢，跑出去要打他一样。
Because to the Jews, my yelling at him is like me going, a part of me going out to hit him.
所以就是说啊，道本这个道这个字啊，或者说 word 这个字啊，就是代表那个人本身。
So the word in the Jewish sense means that person himself.
同时也就是这种话，就是 word 能够把这个看不见的一个东西，这实体把它表现出来。
And that's also to say it's through this word that the person that cannot be seen is expressed out.
也许我们在这个英文里面有几个字啊，跟这个道有关系 ，logos 对不对
？There's a few words in English that equivalent to logos.
比如说我们讲 theology 神学
，Suppose we say theology.
Geology 那个地理
，Geology，
或者是 anthropology 人类学
，or maybe anthropology
都有这个 logi 在后面，对不对
？All have the word logi at the end.
那这个 logi 当然就从 logos 这个字来的。
This word logi comes from the word logos.
这表示说什么叫做 logos？
What does it mean to logos？
Logos 就是要把一些实体，把一些真理，把它表现出来，把它表达出来。
Logos is to express a body of truth.
那圣经告诉我们说耶稣就是这么一位 Logos。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is Logos.
那说太初有 Logos, 这个 Logos 与神同在。这个道这个 Logos 本来就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Word or the Logos was God.
可是这位 Logos 就成了肉身住在我们中间。
But this Logos became flesh and lived among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理
and he was full of truth and grace.
换句话说耶稣基督圣经很清楚地告诉我们耶稣基督本来就是神
In other words, the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus Christ is God.
那他来到世界的目的要做什么呢
And what is his purpose to come here?
十八节说啊从来没有人看见神
Verse 18 says no one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的我这个也不怎么翻了就说 unique one of that kind God.
But only God, the only Son, the unique one of a kind.
我也不晓得怎么翻的，就是说，从来没有人看见神，可是只有的 unique one of that kind God 把它表明出来。
In other words, no one has really seen God, only that unique one of a kind God has expressed himself.
所以替我翻一下中文，就说，只有那一种就是只有那种一种很特别的这种神啊，把神表明出来。
It's only that unique kind of God can express God.
你要把神表达出来，一定要神才能够真正的把神表达出来，对不对
？Only God can really express Himself.
同时啊，圣经又告诉我们说啊，耶稣来的目的，神来的目的，乃是要在我们当中啊，充充满满有恩典，有恩惠。
And also,
恩典有真理
the Bible tells us that God comes down here full of grace and truth.
换句话说，耶稣基督来到地上的目的，乃是要使我们得到神丰满的恩典。
In other words, Jesus Christ came to earth so that we can receive the grace of the abundant grace in God.
那这里的圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督就是神。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is God.
今天早上，也许我们从历史的观点上来看一些。耶稣基督就是神的一些证据。
Today, let us see from the historical viewpoint some proof, some evidence that Jesus Christ is God.
因为圣经里面呢，福音书里面呢，记载很多关于耶稣所行的神迹。
In the four Gospels, there are a lot of accounts about Jesus Christ's miracles.
讲到耶稣在他生活上表现很多，他就是神的证据。
It gives us a lot of evidence that Jesus Christ is God.
可是当然，最主要的问题就是说，有些人说，那圣经。你说圣经讲的我都不大信他
But the criterion is that the Bible itself I don't quite believe
所以啊我们今天早上啊第一方面我们先来看看说从这个福音书里面的记载从历史观点上看起来是不是准确的
So let us see today this morning from the historical viewpoint are the four Gospels accurate
我要先这么说啊有一些人呢、啊说哎呀圣经里面呢所写的很多事关于耶稣的事啊都是耶稣的门徒杜撰出来的他们造出来的他们编出来的故事事实上没有这样没有事实上这件事情没有发生
A lot of people say that the four gospels were written by the disciples of Jesus Christ and they make all these things up it really didn't happen
可是啊我今天早上要花一点时间跟各位看呢、啊、如果 这些福音呢不是事实的报告，而是门徒编造出来的故事的话，这些门徒的头脑是大问题。
Today I'd like to discuss with you that if this disciple has just made up those stories and those things never happened, then they have some trouble in their mind.
换句话说，如果是门徒编出来的一些故事的话，他们的编故事的方法并不是这样编法。
Suppose these are all made up, that's not the way to make up stories.
为什么呢？因为如果他们编造一些故事的话，他们编故事的目的乃是要使人对耶稣有好感，对不对？
If you want to make up a story, your purpose would be to make everybody believe in Jesus Christ.
刚才那个朱弟兄给我介绍。
Just then, Brother Chu introduced me.
我不要说他对不对了，然后再说话就不讲。
I won't say whether it was accurate or not.
不过，刚才他给我自介绍的目的当然有一个目的。
Of course, there was a purpose in introducing me.
当然，他就是要告诉各位说，黄种人在这里不是吹牛。
The purpose was to say that Brother Wong is a real thing.
Well, okay, that's okay. 他的意思就是说，至少他懂得一些，就是，所以他所讲的话不是乱吹，他意思就是这样。
At least he knows something, he's not bluffing.
Well, 如果刚才朱弟兄上来啊，
Suppose Brother Chu came up just then.
他说我今天很高兴，我们有一个讲员叫王守仁。
He said today we're very happy to have a speaker. His name is Joseph Wong.
他没有念过书。
He's never studied anything before.
连圣经的圣都不晓得。
Maybe doesn't even know what's in the Bible.
话都不会讲。
He doesn't know how to.
一个白痴。
He's a moron.
如果他这么说的话。各位怎么样？各位他说那差不多了，我们可以走了，何必留在这里，对不对？这么热，坐在这里干什么？
If he said it like that, then we'll all leave. Why stay here?
可是事实上啊，耶稣的门徒所写出来的，朱弟兄刚才介绍的目的呢，是要各位说，你看这里啊，有一个人呢、啊，他所讲的话是你可以值得你相信。
The purpose of Brother Chu's introduction is to tell us that this man is reliable. You can listen to it.
可是耶稣的门徒，如果圣经是如果这个福音书是耶稣的门徒编的话，事实上耶稣的门徒所说出来的那些关于耶稣的话，是当时的犹太人一看呢、啊，耶稣啊，在这里我根本理都不理你。
So if the disciples made up this story, then at that time people who read their accounts would just put away the book and say forget it.
所以我才说、啊，如果是福音书是门徒编的话，门徒头脑大有问题。
So that's why I said they will be crazy.If they made up this kind of story.
我大概只讲几个例子。
I just give some examples.
比如说啊各位不要生气啊，尤其是那个头发长一点的姊妹们，你不要生气啊。
For example, now those of you sisters who have long hair, please don't get offended.
我说讲的不是说我的态度啊，我说当时的犹太人态度是什么呢？他们非常的轻看女人。
The Jewish attitude at that time was very, they were very down on.
在当时的犹太人所尊敬的那些师父啊，犹太人的师父啊，犹太人的先生啊，在外面绝不跟一个女人讲话。
Jewish men at that time who were respected never talked to any woman.
所以如果你在外面呢、啊，跟女人讲话，人家马上轻视你说啊，这个人呢、啊、是不够资格，这个人是有点头脑有点怪怪的，根本不要理他。
So if you go out in the street and you talk to a woman, then you'll be looked down on.
可是你看耶稣基督圣经里面所说的，耶稣对待女人态度如何？
What was Jesus' attitude towards women?
耶稣并没有说你是女人，我理都不理。
Jesus did not say that I won't pay any attention.
虽然当时的人会轻视你，如果你跟女人讲话的话，当时的人轻看你。
Even though at that time you'd be looked down on if you communicated with women.
可是耶稣啊，也知道女人的价值。
But Jesus also knew the worth of a woman.
事实上，今天呢、啊，在美国，大家能够尊敬女人、尊敬女权呢、啊，事实上是受耶稣的影响很大。
Actually, today, the Americans are so respectful of women, the ERA and everything. It's because of Jesus Christ.
Well, okay. 那个就是说啊，耶稣基督不但是对女人很好。
That is to say, Jesus Christ not only treated women very well.
当时的犹太人呢、啊，非常的轻看撒玛利亚人。
The Jews at that time looked down on Samaritans.
他们认为这个撒玛利亚人是杂种人，他们的信心他们的信仰不纯洁，所以犹太人根本理都不理撒玛利亚人。
你越痛恨马这个撒玛利亚人，你越受犹太人的尊敬。就好像现在在美国，你越恨苏俄，人家越尊敬你，对不对？其实没有那么厉害了，不过大概有那种情况啊。OK， 那耶稣基督啊，不但是对女人讲话，不但是对撒玛利亚人讲话，而且他尤其是跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人，就数家城外的撒玛利亚的妇人，跟那里坐在井旁啊，躺了可能几个钟头。啊，很厉害，就是撒玛利亚的这个妇人呢，是可以说 outcast， 没有人家理他的。
You can call that Samaritan woman an outcast.
大家都轻看他，大家轻视他。
Nobody paid attention to her. Everybody looked down on her.
因为什么呢？因为她曾经有五个丈夫，她现在向别人抢了一个丈夫来。那当时的社会里面呢，如果你跟那种人呢坐在井旁谈了一两个钟头啊，人家一说啊，你这个家伙，你这个人呢、啊，你的道德什么东西都很低很低。可是门徒很清楚的告诉我们，耶稣就是这样。当时的犹太人呢、啊，最尊敬的就是祭司，就是利未人。他们最痛恨的就是撒玛利亚人。可是耶稣有一次讲了一个比喻，他说有一个人呢，从耶路撒冷要到耶利哥去，他在路上的时候啊，他被强盗抢劫了，然后呢，这个强盗把他打了半死。把他丢在一个路旁，后来有一个祭司从那里过去，那这祭司一看有一个人在那里啊，他走得远远的跑掉了。后来有一个利未人从那里经过，你都不理他，走过了。后来有一个撒玛利亚人，他好好的照顾这个被打伤的人。在耶稣所讲的这个比喻里面，耶稣把这个撒玛利亚人提高到超过犹太人的祭司跟利未人。犹太人一听这个，他那个气死了。换句话说，如果耶稣没有真正这么说的话，这个耶稣的门徒绝不会这样编法子。我们现在可以看另外一方面啊，当时的犹太人他们所等候的是等候有一个君王要来，要使我们的犹太国得到解放。使我们的国家成为一个独立的国家，所以我们从今以后不必再受罗马的政府的欺压。因为当时有这个罗马政府啊，对犹太人榨取了很多的这个税收。所以如果在那个时候，如果你告诉人说，哎呀，你根本对罗马人啊，打他，反对他，人家骂想你马上变成一个非常的 popular， 大家很喜欢你。
So if you say down with the Romans, then everybody will like you very much.
可是耶稣怎么说？
But what did Jesus say？
有人问耶稣怎么样对待我们，是不是应该交税给该杀，就是罗马的皇帝？
So someone asked Jesus, should we pay taxes to Caesar？
耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
也说该杀的东西应该归给该杀。
Jesus said, give those that are due to Caesar.
神的东西归给神。
And give those that are due to God.
如果耶稣没有真正的这么说的话，这个耶稣的门徒这么编法是非常的笨。
If Jesus had not said this, the way that the disciples put it down, that's not a very good way.
因为圣经里面所描写的耶稣啊，使犹太人一看啊，他们马上就拒绝他。
Because the Jesus that is described in the four Gospels would be very rejectful for the.
可是更厉害的还在后面一点。
But what is worse is to come.
当时的犹太人的头脑里面呢，非常的顽固。
At that time the Jews were very stubborn.
原因是什么？有一点历史背景。
What was the reason? There's a historical background.
差不多公元第七世第八世纪的左右的时候，巴比伦这个国家，这个尼布甲尼撒王啊，把以色列地毁灭掉了。
Some years before Christ, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar finished up the kingdom of Israel.
他们把耶路撒冷把圣殿摧毁掉，把耶路撒冷打掉。
They pulled down the temple and they defeated the Jews.
那很多犹太人被掳到巴比伦去。
And a lot of Jews were taken prisoner into Babylon.
当然，他们到巴比伦，他们心里很难过。
Because they felt very bad in their heart.
所以那个时候，他们很多人开始思想。
So a lot of people at that time started to think.
他们就说啊。我们今天受了这么多苦的原因呢、啊，就是因为我们离弃了耶和华真神。
The reason for all these sufferings is that we have departed from our God of Israel.
所以在那个时候，他们下很大的决心。
So they made a very great resolution.
有一天呢，神把我们释放，叫我们回到我们国家去的时候，以后啊，我们绝不要再拜偶像，我们一定要向真神，向这位神很忠心。
One day when we're free, when we go back to Jerusalem, we're no longer going to worship idols. We will really be truthful to our God.
所以他们被掳到巴比伦七十年以后，果然他们回到耶路撒冷去了。
70 years after their captivity, they were back in Jerusalem.
他们回到耶路撒冷去以后啊，他们就很大的决心，从今以后我们绝不能够敬拜其他的神。
And after they returned to Jerusalem, they were determined not to worship any other God.
只有一位神。
Only one God.
我们要向他忠心。
We must be faithful to him.
不然的话，我们要亡国。
Otherwise, our country will be defeated again.
同时，他们特别强调到，我们要向这个神忠心的一个很大的表现是什么？就一定要遵守安息日。
And one of their main emphasis in their truthfulness to God was that keeping the Sabbath.
所以在第一世纪的时候，犹太人呢，他们认为说神只有一位，他们遵守安息日不但是他们信仰的表现，而且也就是他们爱国心的表现。
So keeping the Sabbath is not just one expression of their truthfulness to God, but also their patriotism.
当时我们知道这个犹太国是被罗马政府管辖。
At that time, the Jewish kingdom was under the Roman government.
那这个罗马人呢，他们派了总督来到这个犹太地。
They sent a governor to Palestine.
那当然，这个总督他带有军队。
And this governor of course had army.
那如果军队到，不管军队到哪里去啊，军队都带着一个军旗。
Of course, wherever an army goes, a flag goes with them.
那这个罗马的军旗是什么呢？就是画了一个像他那童子军的那个军队旗一样的，有很多猫头啦、狗头啦这种很多的动物在那里。
And their flag had a lot of different animal heads. Written on it.
所以犹太人认为说这个是偶像。
And so the Jews looked at it and said these are idols.
所以犹太人呢、啊、不准罗马军队的军旗进耶路撒冷。
So the Jews would not permit the Roman soldiers' flag to go into the city.
有一次这个比拉多他想说，我是罗马总督，你是我所管辖的，你还管我这么多事情，管这么多。
So one day the governor Pontius Pilate said.Why should you meddle with my affairs? This is my place.
所以他想啊，嘿，我要向你展示一下我的权利。
So this governor decides to show them some power.
所以他说啊，好，你们不准我的军旗进到耶路撒冷啊，我就硬把我的军旗带到耶路撒冷里面的圣城上来。
So he said, if you won't let my banner to come in, I will come in by force.
那个时候，很多犹太人就说好。你要把军旗带到耶路撒冷以前呢，先把我们杀掉。
So some Jews said, before you come in, you've got to kill us off first.
所以成千成万的犹太人呢，就倒在耶路撒冷要进城的那个路堂上啊，说你先把我们杀掉，才能够把罗马的军旗带进来。
So thousands of Jews just lay down around Jerusalem and said, before you come in, you must kill us first.
结果比拉多果然把成千成万的犹太人杀掉。
And so Pontius Pilate did that.
要把军旗带进来。
So that he could bring the banner into the city.
我说犹太人宁可死就不肯承认创造宇宙这位神之外还有其他的神。
The Jews would rather die than to accept the fact that there are other gods besides that who had created the universe.
在耶稣还没有来的差不多100多年前的时候，有一次、啊、犹太人跟这个叙利亚的军队打仗。
About 100 some years.B.C. the Jews had a war with the Syrians.
那这犹太人头脑虽然有点聪明
，and the Jews were also pretty clever.
他们打仗，他平常都是打胜仗
，and they normally win their wars.
所以他们呢一个礼拜六天打胜仗。
So, in a week, 6 days, they will be victorious.
啊，到安息日了。
And to the end,
他们说，哎呀，今天是安息日。
So when the Sabbath comes, they'll say, well, it's Sabbath.
我们不应该做工。
And we shouldn't be working.
我们不应该打仗。
We shouldn't be fighting.
如果我们现在打仗啊，虽然我们打胜了，神不祝福我们，还有什么用？
Even though if we fight that day, even though we win, if God doesn't bless us, it's useless.
好，我们应该好好的啊，这个休息去守安息日。
So say we should have a good rest. We should keep the Sabbath.
所以在安息日啊，他们把他武器放下来。
So on the Sabbath day, they put down their weapons.
休息，安息日，守安息日。
They were keeping the Sabbath. They were going to rest.
西约的军队最高兴。
And the Syrians, of course, were overjoyed.
他们操作把他们天天做安息日。
They would rather keep Sabbath every day.
因为在安息日的时候，犹太人不反抗。
Because on the Sabbath, the Jews will not resist.
他们说一个一个杀破。
So they killed them one by one.
我打败仗六天，在第七天把他挽回过来，一个一个杀破。
So I lose for 6 days, I make up for it on the seventh.
我的意思说，犹太人就是这样，宁可牺牲他们的生命，都不愿意叫任何称为任何一个人是神。
So the Jews would rather die than to acknowledge another God.
最初耶稣基督出来传福音的时候，他名气很好，很多人欢迎他。
So when Jesus came out to preach his word, he was very famous. Everybody welcomed him.
可是后来耶稣开始不按照犹太人的方法来守安息日。
But then gradually Jesus Christ deviated from the Sabbath day.
在安息日耶稣医病。
And he healed on the Sabbath.
在安息日去帮助别人。
He helped other people on the Sabbath.
后来耶稣告诉人说，我就是神。
And then he told other people that I am God.
犹太人马上就反对他，趁他坚信，犹太人马上拒绝他。
And the Jews immediately at that point turned against him.
所以各位朋友们，我所说的说啊，如果耶稣如果不是真正的神的话，耶稣自己讲他是神，耶稣在门徒说他是神是非常非常的疑问。
What I'm trying to say is, if Jesus Christ was not God, and the fact that the disciples says that he is God, and he himself says that he is God, is very foolish.
常常有人问我说，为什么缘故啊，神拣选了犹太人，可是当耶稣基督果然来到犹太地的时候，犹太人为什么不相信他？
A lot of people ask me that since God chose the Israelites, then how come that when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, really came, they didn't want him?
其中一个原因就是当我所说的这个。
One reason is what I have mentioned.
还有另外一个原因。
There is another reason.
在犹太人的律法里面写啊。
There is written in the Jewish law.
画一些被挂在木头上的就是神所咒诅的。
Whoever is hanging from the wood is cursed by God.
那在犹太人的观念里面呢，弥赛亚就是神所差来的。
From the Jewish viewpoint, Messiah is someone sent from God.
那怎么可能说神所差来的神要咒诅他呢？
How can God curse the one that he sent?
所以在犹太人的观念里面，你要叫他们相信一个被钉十字架的人就是神，是他们的救主，他们根本就不可能。
So to the Jews, it is impossible for them to believe in someone who is cursed, who is hanging on that tree.
所以我刚才所说的是什么呢？是让我们看到说，当时的犹太人要来接受耶稣是多么大的困难。
So what I'm trying to say is, it is very difficult for a Jew at that time to accept Jesus Christ.
可是事实怎么样呢？
But what happened?
虽然有很多事情很困难接受，
even though there's a lot of things that are hard to accept，
可是如果你有真正有证据的话，你就不得不说接受，对不对？
But if you really see the evidence, then you must accept.
我在讲一个昨天晚上的例子。
好， let's give you an example from last night.
本来我们就苏弟兄打电话给我说要我上这个 camp 来。
Brother Chu called me up, wanted me to come to the camp.
那我们经过了，我们思想很久。
After I thought about it for a long time,
因为我的太太跟我的夫人跟那个不是夫人，我的妹人跟那个，从来有点怪啊。我的妹人呢、啊，跟 David 很喜欢来。
My wife and my son like to come very much.
因为他们我们住在 Wilmore。我们住在 Wilmore 这个小地方。
We lived in Wilmore.
没有中国人。
There are no Chinese.
我们独家。
We're the only Chinese in our town.
刚好今年有一对台湾来的夫妇在我们这里，那只有他们，
right.
不然的话我们是独家。
This year, another Chinese family.
对，他们很喜欢有中国的地方，他们很喜欢去。
So they really like to go where the.
对，朱弟兄一打电话，他们说我要去啊。
And so when the phone call came,
可是一想啊 ，David allergy 敏感。
They wanted to come, but then my son had allergy.
平常像这种夏天，尤其是夏天的pollen多了，什么问题多了。
Summertime comes, there's a lot of pollen in the air. There's a lot of problems.
所以啊，你要我们相信说啊 ，David 来 camp 啊，一点问题都没有啊，很难相信。
So it's hard for you to believe that our David can come here with no problem.
因为我们住在我们家里，我们房子整天都关着。
Because we live at home, our houses, everything's closed.
一定要 用冷气啊，不然的话没有办法活在那。
We must have central air conditioning, otherwise we can live.
那比如说我们说 OK, 昨天晚上我说哎呀昨天晚上在